The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
There is Austin Jen again. Steal by the Broncos. Up the floor to Abbott. Gets it to the baseline. Turns and kicks it out to the freshman Eckhout. Out top to the freshman Tobenheim. Then driving the baseline, Abbott. Right side runner is good.
Tonight, it's the boys' quarterfinals in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament in Elm Creek. As the Amherst Broncos battle the Axtell Wildcats, and defending champ Loomis takes on Elm Creek. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Zach Johnson takes the inbounds. Top of the key, bounce pass down to Bartling. He tries to power up over stop Connie and does. Second bucket for Jake Bartling. 11-6, Elm Creek.
Tonight's winners advance to Friday semifinals at the Vero Event Center in Kearney, which you can hear on ESPN 1460. It's the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join Classic Hits Sports Director Doug Duda live from Elm Creek right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from Elm Creek High School. Continuing coverage of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament takes us to the boys' quarterfinals tonight. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Up first, it'll be the third seed Amherst Broncos taking on the sixth seed Axtell Wildcats. And then the hometown Elm Creek Buffaloes will take on the defending tournament champion Loomis Wolves, who are going to have to fight like heck just to make it back to the Vieiro Event Center and pull a major upset here tonight. Now, the first two meetings between these teams really weren't all that close, but it was been a month and a half ago since Amherst beat Axtell 67-46 on their home floor. Axtell's been playing some better basketball here. In fact, out of all the teams that are playing here tonight, they've got the longest winning streak coming in, and that's all but three games. But they are three games, and they're looking to make it four here tonight. On the other side of the bracket, just getting underway, it will be Wilcox, Hildreth, and Elwood playing over at Overton, and then the Eagles will take on Pleasanton in the second game, and we'll give you updates throughout the night on how those two games are going. There were no major upsets last night on the girls' side. The fifth seed, Eustace Farnham, beat the fourth seed, Elwood. But outside of that, the 1, 2, and 3 seeds, Loomis, Amherst, and Axtell, all advanced on to Thursday's semifinals at the Vieiro Event Center. You'll be able to hear Thursday, Friday, and Saturday's games on ESPN 1460 and 1550, as well as the web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Also tonight, the Twin Valley Girls Quarterfinals, the Lou Platt Boys and Girls Quarterfinals are underway, and there's also action going on in the Lou Valley and Southern Nebraska Conferences. We'll take a look at the starting lineup for tonight's game right after this timeout.
Like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
Banks can be very similar in the services they offer, but it's the local decisions, local ownership, and friendly professional staff that makes the difference. That's what you can expect from the State Bank of Riverdale. We're proud of the relationships we've developed over the past 100 years and look forward to expanding this service to Kearney. Follow us on the web at riverdalebank.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
State Bank of Riverdale, banking hand in hand.
And it's time now to take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. First off, for Axtell, number 3 is a 5'8 junior, Jacob Jeldon. Number 15 is a 6-foot senior, Connor Wells. Number 21, 5'10 freshman, Cody Nickel. Number 22, a 5'11 senior, Jordan Miller. And number 30, 5'11 junior, Brant Runge. Head coach of the Wildcats is Andy Klemper, assisted by Eric Abronik and Tom Anderson. Axtell is 8-9 on the season. For Amherst, number 12, 6-foot junior, Dominic Abbott. Number 14, 6-foot senior, Austin Jen. Number 24, 5'10 freshman, Braden Eckout. Number 34, 6'1 freshman, Ty Hadwiger. And number 42, 6'4 senior, Caleb Lockhorn. Head coach of the Amherst Broncos is Clark Ribble, assisted by Brent Millett, Will Giffen, Les Adelung, and Mitch Olson. Amherst is 9-7 on the season. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the Better Bank, and Kearney. We'll tip it off next.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Ball is in the air, and Amherst will control the opening tip of our basketball game. Come out against the Axtell man-to-man. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Driving with left-hand dribble to the hoop is going to be Austin Jen, and he has the ball knocked out of his hands, and out of bounds it goes. Back to the baseline will be the Broncos. Amherst to throw it in, kick it out of the left wing, dump it down low to Caleb Lockhorn. Lockhorn, fadeaway jumper off the heel, no good. Ball tipped into the hands of Jacob Jeldon, and Axtell with the basketball. They're going to want to slow the pace down. Coach Clark Ripple says last time they really walked the ball up the floor. We want to press them a little bit, but they're not going to be able to do that unless they make some hoops on the offensive end. And Axtell, first shot of the game, a three-pointer by Brant Runge, knocks it down, and the Wildcats have scored first. That wasn't good for the two teams that we covered last night in the girls' game to score first. We'll see what happens here as the ball is deflected over Dominic Abbott. Now he drives, scoop shot, no good. Got his own rebound, and then he's fouled underneath the hoop. And Abbott will go to the line here and shoot two free throws on our first foul of the game. Both teams play some freshmen, quite a few freshmen on the roster for both of these ball clubs. And it will probably affect how the outcome is tonight as the free throw is up and in. The foul was on freshman Cody Nickel. Second free throw coming up here for Dominic Abbott. As we're just a minute into the ball game. And the second free throw is on the way, and he hits them both 3-2. Axtell with a one-point lead after 1 minute here. On Classic Hits, KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island, and the World Wide Web at FlatRiverPreps.com. Against the man-to-man, it'll be Jacob Jeldon. Gives it off on the right wing. Here's another three-pointer that is up and in. They're going to say his toe just touched the line for Jordan Miller, but nonetheless, it's good. And Axtell's up 5-2, fast break the other way, and they throw it away as Lockhorn lost where he was, base coast to coast here, driving in and laying it up, Jordan Miller. So a great start for Axtell as they are up by a count of 7-2, 90 seconds in. Amherst with a basketball. Take it over on the left wing to Abbott. Abbott swings it on the right wing now. And they'll reset it here with Braden Eckhout at the point. Axtell playing a good man-to-man here, trying to set some screens and get somebody free down to the baseline, but Axtell's getting off those screens pretty good here early on. Austin Jen, he'll cast up the three. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Miller. Long outlet pass down the floor to Jeldon, who has his shot blocked by Austin Jen, and out of bounds. Ball will belong to Axtell underneath their own hoop. No, now they're going to switch and say it belongs to Amherst. Yeah, it should be Axtell ball. There was just an errant point by our official. Now the officials are going to discuss what happened. And it will be Axtell ball underneath their own hoop, which appeared to be the correct call. So ready to throw it in is Jacob Jeldon. Jeldon looking for the cutter. Nothing there. Out on the wing, Connor Wells was going to be off the heel. No good. And the rebound brought down by Braden Eckhout. Eckhout pushes it up the floor, stops and fires it to the trailer, Trey Tobenheim, who checked in. Back over on the wing to Eckhout. Eckhout pulls up from 12 and drops it in. First bucket of the ball game for Amherst, 7-4. Axtell into the front court, breaking the press, Runge. Runge stops with the basketball, finds his cutter, Miller. Miller pulls up from 12 on the right baseline, no good. Rebound is tipped out long, and Austin Jen has it. Jen up the floor, lost the handle. The ball, Jacob Jeldon trying to find it. We're going to get a jump. The arrow points the way of Axtell. Second turnover for Amherst, and so some great energy out of the gate here by the Axtell Wildcats, and they are up 7-4. Everybody wants to get to the Viero Event Center on Friday. Sheldon slowly brings it across the timeline here against the Amherst man-to-man. They get it to Miller. He's so wide open that he shoots the three, but it's well short. And Ty Hadwiger will get the rebound. I don't think Miller was intending to shoot the three off that play, but he was so open he had to take it. Now Hadwiger drives the lane. Scoop shot up and in. Good crowd on hand, and Amherst makes some noise there. And then with the full court pressure, they steal it, they shoot it, they score. Timeout. Axtell off the steal and bucket by Braden Eckhout. And Amherst, in short order, scores 6 in a row. And with 4:50 to go here in the first quarter, it's Axtell 8. And Amherst 8 and Axtell 7. Timeout on the floor. We'll be back.
America's farmers do more than feed America. They feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them grow their operations.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
They're offering some different solutions to help you become a better farmer and rancher.
Recently, they found storage for us so that we could purchase more fertilizer in the off season.
CHS Agri-Service Center. People and resources you can count on always.
Seth Johnson is your Channel seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Helder. What sets Channel apart in seedmanship? We get to know our customers and their farms first. Then we use that knowledge to provide expert hands-on service and support and industry-leading seed products. While our customers may only buy seed once a year, at Channel, we treat it as a year-round experience. Channel listens around the kitchen table, at the backyard barbecue, the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
Off the Axtell timeout, it's stolen away again. A layup and a foul and a chance for a three-point play. Austin Chen right under the hoop. Two Axtell turnovers lead to two Amherst layups. And it is quickly a 10-7 lead here for the Broncos. Wanted to let you know our timeout brought to you by our friends at Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney or here at the Elm Creek concession stand. Free throw is up, and it is in for Austin Jen. And that makes it 11-7 and nearly another turnover, but Axtell's giving it up again as the layup at the other end is no good. Rebound brought down underneath the hoop. And a travel called on Amherst. Trey Tobenheim trying to get out of there with the basketball. 11-7 with 9 in a row here for Amherst after Axtell got off such a good start. Now they're going to bring the big fella, freshman Sturgis Hansen, in. 6-2 down to the post and give Jacob Jeldon a breather. He just picked up his first foul. Inbounds pass comes in for Axtell and Jordan Miller. Miller dribbles over to the right wing. Hands it off there to Runge. Brandt takes it over to Miller, well on the right side. Trying to get a post up here, but they kick it back out to Runge on the pass from Cody Nickel. Looking for a bucket here. Miller gets free on the right baseline, dishes it into Nickel, fights away from one defender, then has his shot blocked by Ty Hadwiger. Ball loose, jump ball. It is Amherst ball on the alternating possession arrow. So as good a start as Axtell has, now they've lost the momentum, a little frustration out there. As they turn it over for the third time, turnovers are even at 3 apiece. Hadwiger out, Lockhorn back in here for Amherst, now leading it by 4 at 11-7. And with the basketball is Tobenheim, gets it over on the left wing to Abbott. Abbott dribbles from the left to the right elbow, takes it right down the middle of the lane, and scores. Nobody helped out as Dominic Abbott drove the right side of the lane, and it is 13-7 in favor of Amherst. And going for the steal in the backcourt, a foul called on Austin Chen. That'll be the first foul of the game on Amherst. And Axtell will have to handle the ball a little bit better here. Both coaches knew that coming into the game. Just a matter of executing it and doing what you need to do. Don't forget tonight, Kearney High is taking on Hastings. That's just underway on 1230 AM KHAS and on the web at FlatRiverPreps.com. Axtell down to the low block. Nickel getting shoved down there. They let it go. Nickel needs some help, and then they call him for a walk. Boy, a lot of contact down there. And Nickel a little frustrated as he slaps the hardwood floor. Amherst brings it up the floor here. 13-7, 3:30 to go in the first quarter. And they are on an 11-0 run. with it is Eck out. Bradenwell out on the right side as they run their offense away from him. Pull-up jumper from 18 is on the way by Tobenheim. It is no good. And the rebound grab by Miller. Jordan brings the ball up the floor uncontested. Met there at the top of the key in the man-to-man by Braden Eckhout. Gets it down to the low block. Hansen. Hansen double team. Beautiful turnaround bounce pass to Nickel, who has his shot blocked out of bounds by Kale Preble, who just checked in. Hansen, the freshman, great awareness there as he was double teamed. But good switching on the defense by Amherst. And Axel will have to work again. Inbound to Miller. Back down to Hansen. Tries to throw it into the paint. And the ball gets deflected back to Hansen. His short jumper no good. Rebound brought down by Lockhorn. And here come the Broncos. Fire it underneath. Looking for the shot. Preble. Double team, so he kicks it out and there's nobody there. And out of bounds it goes. Fourth Amherst turnover. Each team makes a sub here. Axtell with the basketball. Hansen, Miller, Runge, Sheldon, and Nickel on the floor for Axtell. They've got the ball, but they've been quiet now for 4 minutes offensively. Miller down to Hansen. This time he's not double teamed. Kicks it back out to Sheldon, though. And they'll reset it. Sheldon drives right side of the key. Dishes it back to Hansen. Doesn't take the jump shot. Not comfortable with that. And kicks it back out. Fire it to Hansen again. Really being worked down low. Kicks it out of the corner to Sheldon. One-hand runner high off the window. It's no good. Nickel brings down the rebound. Tries to find some place and gets a foul. A lot of banging going on down inside the paint there. Kind of expected the next game to be physical. This one has started off a little physical. And the foul is on Caleb Lockhorn. His first. And at the line for the first Axtell free throws of the evening is Cody Nickel. And the lefty freshman puts it up. And it bounces around and in. First point for Nickel, and that snaps the 11-0 run by Amherst. Back into the ballgame, Ty Hadwiger and Caleb Lockhorn will check out. 2:18 to go, first quarter, 13-8, Amherst. Second free throw on the way, and that's in there for Nickel, so he hits them both. That'll make it 13-9. 2:15 to go as Amherst brings it across the timeline here in the first quarter. Trey Tobenheim swings it over to Braden Eckhout. Eckhout looks for the cutter. There's Hadwiger. Hadwiger almost travels. Dribbles it off a foot. Ball is loose. He gets it back out for a three-pointer. Braden Eckhout. It is no good. And the rebound will be saved in there by Jacob Sheldon. And a foul called on Amherst going for a loose ball. Foul going to be called on the Broncos' Braden Eckhout. His first and the team's third. So Axtell will throw it in the backcourt. No pressure there. Big issue, so they're walking across the timeline. Dribble it to the right wing. Sheldon gives it off there to Miller. Miller, pick and roll to Hansen. Hansen into the paint, takes an extra step, and there's a walk. Just a little work there for the freshman, Sturgis Hansen. Right idea, but Amherst hasn't played really well. And he hasn't even been able to get a shot up yet, so that has to be a little frustrating right now for the freshman, who's touched the ball quite a bit since he's come in. Amherst back on the offense here on the right wing with it is Eckhout guarded by Sheldon up top to Hadwiger. Hansen will give him some room, so he'll take the 16-footer. It's no good. Eckhout got the rebound. He throws up an off-balance jumper. It's no good. And a fight for it. Nickel grabs it, and he's going to be fouled. Cody Nickel, good grab underneath the hoop. And that'll be the fourth foul here on the Amherst Broncos. The first foul of the game on Cale Preble. So Axtell to throw it in, back into the ball game. Connor Wells. Full court press being put on. Dump it into Sheldon, right back to Wells. To Sheldon, throw over the top to Miller into the front court, 3-on-2. But Hadwiger got a hand on the last pass and steals it away. Turnover number 6 in the first quarter for Axtell. Amherst looking at the 3 with Dominic Abbott. Thinks about it, now dribbles out of it. Switch it over on the weak side to Preble. Back up top to Eckhout. 1 minute to go in the quarter, 13-9 Amherst. Kick it well out of the left wing to Dominic Abbott. Abbott off the screen, goes down the left-hand corner. Ball fake Hadwiger. Back out top to Abbott. Long possession here for Amherst. Trying to set something up in that two-man game, and it's not there. So out to Preble. Quickly swings it over the right side to Tobenheim, who shuffled the feet. Turnover number 5 for the Broncos. 40 seconds to go here in the first quarter, and Axtell will once again face the full court pressure, down 13-9. The other game going on right now, Wilcox Hildreth playing Elwood. dribbling it up on the right wing. Wells throws it up over the top, and we've got a foul well away from where the play was. Official from across the court says he saw a push, and Amherst picking up their fifth team foul and the second personal foul on Preble. After one quarter of play, it's Wilcox Hildreth 18 and Elwood 10. After one, 18-10, Wilcox Hildreth. 13-9 here in favor of Amherst. 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. With it is Connor Wells. Down to the low block. Kick it back out. Wells into the paint. He's hipped. He goes to the floor. And we'll get a foul. No free throws, though. They're going to say it happened before he attempted the shot, just on the drive inside. So the second foul called on Braden Eckhout. And all of a sudden, Amherst with a lot of early foul trouble here. Six fouls called in the first quarter of play. 22 seconds to go as Runge re-enters here for Axtell. And checking in for Amherst, John Eberle. They'll stack the right side of the lane. Sheldon dumps it into the corner to Wells. Trying to set him up for a three-pointer. Not there. 17 seconds. Axtell looks for a good last shot. 12 seconds to go against the 2-3 zone off the out-of-bounds. They get it to Sheldon. Sheldon, stutter dribble, just decides to put his head down, and a reach-in foul called as he loses the ball, and it'll be a 1-1. 1-1 before the end of the first quarter for Jacob Sheldon, as he was fouled on the drive to the hoop. Trey Tobenheim with his first foul. Sheldon scoreless so far here in the first quarter. 5 seconds remain in the first quarter, and the free throw is on the way, and it's good. Cuts the deficit to 3, 13-10. And a second free throw now for Jacob Sheldon. That's on the way, and that is good. 5.5 seconds here for Amherst to get a good shot into Tobenheim. He's into the front court already. Wants to make a pass. Does. A 3 at the horn is on the way, and off the front of the rim by Austin Chen. And that is the end of the first quarter of play here in the Fort Kearney Conference quarterfinals. Amherst 13, Axtell 11. We're back after this on Classic Hits.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
Mendon Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
People you know. Community people you know.
With our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here on Classic Hits 98.9 and FlatRiverPreps.com. As Amherst will get the ball to start the second quarter, trailing Amherst by a score of 13-11. And Axtell takes a 3 right off the bat. It's a long 3, no good by Adam Lundeen. And the rebound brought down by Austin Jen. So some changes here in the lineup to start this second quarter for Coach Andy Klepper. And we'll get those to you. Not a lot of changes, but it is the first time that Lundeen had been in the game. Miller's out there, Nickel, Sheldon, and Hansen. Amherst has the ball at the free throw line, and there's a shuffle of the feet and a walk. As Austin Chen got it to Caleb Lockhorn, and Lockhorn was looking for the bucket. That'll be the sixth turnover for Amherst. Axtell also has six. Both teams were perfect at the line in the first quarter. 3 of 3 Amherst, 4 of 4 Axtell. Axtell trying to get through the trap across half court. They do. Now it's tipped. Now it's picked up by Miller. He knives his way to the rim. No good. Hansen grabs the rebound, kicks it out. Ball fake on the 3. It takes a funny hop, and there's the carry. All kinds of weirdness on that play. 7th turnover for Axtell. Walking the ball up the floor here for the Broncos will be Trey Tobenheim. Tobenheim across the timeline. Hands it off there to Abbott. Abbott to the right elbow. Continues the dribble to the baseline. Kicks it off for three. That one is well short. Rebound brought down by Jordan Miller. Off the Austin Jen miss. Long pass to the other end. And a travel called on Axtell. So not a lot of rhythm to the ball game right now. More fouls and turnovers. We had 9 fouls and 11 turnovers in that first quarter. 13-11, Amherst, a 2-point lead, 6:49 to go here in the first half of play. The winner will advance on to Friday's 8 o'clock semifinal against the winner of our next game between Elm Creek and Loomis. With it up top is going to be Trey Tomenheim. Keeps it outside the arc. Pick and roll beauty. Layup is good. The assist to Dominic Abbott. The bucket by Caleb Lockhorn. You can't execute it any better than that. And it's 15-11 Amherst. Up the floor. Out of control. Shot up by Wells. He's fouled. Connor Wells will go to the line and shoot two. So that is the 8th foul already on Amherst. And need some clarification on who the foul was on. That's why the buzzer went off in the background. Well, we'll go to the line to shoot 2 free throws. Connor looking for his first points. And the first one is on the way. It's no good. The foul was placed on Austin Jen. So Jen, Eckhout, Preble all have 2 fouls here. And coming in now for the Axtell Wildcats again will be Adam Lundeen. And a second free throw coming up for Connor Wells. And Wells puts this one on the way, and it spins out. Ty Handwiger will grab his second rebound, and quickly up the floor comes Amherst, putting his head down, throwing up a wild one on the baseline, but connecting Dominic Abbott. There was a little contact when he left his feet. Thought it would throw him off balance, but no, he knocks it down. The lead's back up to 6 as Axtell breaks the press. Get it down to Lundeen. Lundeen, bounce pass a little block, ball fake, and another walk. Boy, anything that Axtell gets in the paint just hasn't worked for him here early on. They keep wanting to get that ball down low, and they can't score down low, at least not so far. 4 points for Jordan Miller leads the way for Axtell. 6 points for Dominic Abbott leads the way for Amherst. They're up 17-11, and Abbott to Jen. Jen on the right wing. Ball fake. Gets the baseline. Scoop shot good. Just quicker right now by the Amherst Broncos. And they try to put the pressure on, but got that set up a little too late. And then a long pass to the other end is out of bounds again by Axtell. And a timeout will be taken by the Wildcats. So since that great 7-2 start, not much going well for the purple and white. We are in the second quarter with your score, Amherst 19, Axtell 11. We'll be right back.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company of Axtell is a proud supporter of high school sports. See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They have been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. They are now also writing auto insurance policies through AAA. Contact the professionals at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company in Axtell today. Toll free at 800-874-9443. That's 800-874-9443.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Good luck, athletes.
.5:32 remaining here in quarter number 2. Axtell uses their second timeout. In the last 8 minutes, Axtell saw their 7-2 lead flip around. Amherst has outscored them 17-4, and they lead it by a score of 19-11. At the free throw line, Handwiger has it for Amherst. Swings it over the left wing to Tobenheim. Down to the corner, a lot of head and shoulder fake, but nowhere for Abbott to go. Bounce pass, gets away. Tobenheim tracks it down. Over to Ty Handwiger outside the arc. And his pass gets away, but there is Abbott to run it down. Amherst on their toes right now. Any mistake they seem to be able to overcome. Tobenheim on the left wing. Gets the man-to-man. Axtell stay in there. Now a 3-pointer on the way by Abbott. It's no good. Rebound comes out to Connor Wells. Amherst 0-5 from outside the arc right now. But they still lead it by 8. Runge up top. Miller's open for 3. It's off the heel. No good. High in the air to grab the loose ball is Lockhorn for the Broncos. His outlet pass stolen away. Miller takes it in for the layup and scores. So the first points here in the second quarter for Axtell on the turnover. And Jordan Miller knocks it down. 19-13, your score. Amherst with the ball and the lead by 6. Throws it off the foot of the Wildcats, Connor Wells, and they'll take it out on the far side of the bench. Front court here for Austin Jen, leading at 19-13. Fort Kearney Conference Quarterfinals. Wilcox Hildreth had an 18-10 lead over Elwood at the end of their first quarter. That came in Overton. Elm Creek Loomis next here on Classic Hits. Jen with the ball, dumps it into the corner. Nothing there for Hadwiger. Go right back to Ty. Trying to find a way to get Lockhorn open. Hadwiger just decides to drive, and he's going to get the call, a foul called on Cody Nickel. That'll be his second. And just the third team foul of the half. Ty Hadwiger now to go to the free throw line for the first time. He's got 2 points in the contest. Tries to keep his ball club perfect from the line early. The free throw on the way. It's good. 20-13. Amherst leads it by 7. And into the ball game for the Broncos is Tyler Martinson, 5'11 junior. And Caleb Lockhorn will take a breather. Coach Clark Ribble substituting pretty freely right here. A little more depth, it would appear, on their bench. And a second free throw up, and it is in. So Hadwiger hits them both, and Amherst is 5 of 5 at the line, and they lead it by 8, 21-13. Midway through the second quarter, the press is broke. Try to get it to Miller. The ball knocked away. Hadwiger, they can't save it. It does go out of bounds. At the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll take a look at the first half numbers of our ball game. Look at the other games that are going on tonight. Preview the Elm Creek Loomis contest, which is coming up at around 7:30 here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Amherst, Axtell, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Inbounds pass comes to Miller, tries to get it inside the Nickel on the pivot move, lost it, got it back out top for the long three. Miller, no good. Hit the first one, nothing since. Hadwiger grabs the loose ball. Up the floor comes Abbott. Right side, he's at the top of the circle. Just kind of dribbling in place there against the man-to-man. Stops and goes into the corner to Hadwiger, who gets it right back out of the right wing to Jen. Over to Tobenheim, got by his defender, leaves it off on the baseline for a short jumper, Martinson, and he's fouled. Tyler will go to the line. We've seen some really good passes tonight. Both teams, when they get double-teamed, find a way to find the open man. And 2 free throws coming up now for Tyler Martinson. The foul called on Brant Runge, his first. And the free throw bounces off the rim twice, will not go. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday here on Classic Hits. It is the semifinals of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. Thursday, boys, Friday, girls, and then 4 games Saturday, all in Wood River. Second free throw, no good, Martinson. Rebound brought down by Cody Nickel. Of course, Thursday, girls in the Fort Kearney, boys, Friday, and then all 4 finals at the BRO Event Center Thursday, Friday, and Saturday on ESPN, 1460 and 1550. Ball in the hands here of Axtell, needing a bucket inside to Nickel. He works his way against the double team. The shot is no good. The ball is tipped out of bounds. The officials agree that it belongs to Axtell. But we've played nearly 5 minutes here in the second quarter. Axtell's only been able to pick up 2 points, and in fact, only 6 points now in the last 8 minutes, and make it 10 minutes about of this basketball game. They jumped out 7-2. Sheldon dribbling around, ends up in the corner. They quickly get it out of there. To Runge at the top of the circle. Back over to Connor Wells, the senior. On a give and go, gets it back, takes it in against Hadwiger, and Ty will foul it. Gave just a little head fake on the first defender, and Hadwiger came over and commits his first personal foul. Good thing for Amherst, they have cut down on their number of fouls. They had 7 in the first quarter. That's only the second one of this quarter. And Connor Wells' free throw is good. Missed a couple earlier in this quarter. That's his first point of the basketball game. 21-14 Amherst, 2:48 to go here in the first half. Second free throw. Wells is up and Wells is in. 21-15 as Amherst gets it in. They want to run, but it just hasn't worked out. Axtell's done a good job of getting back in the half court. making Amherst work for it. Now, they've done a good job, Amherst has, without the ball, setting players up. And here's an offensive foul called on Amherst. Looks like an illegal screen going to be called by our official Kevin Wood. And it's going to be called on Dominic Abbott, his first 10th team foul. It's not a free throw shooting situation, but for the final 2:34, we'll see some free throws. And Axtell will walk the ball up the floor here with Brant Runge. Looks over to Coach Andy Klepper for the play call. Runge to the top of the circle, lobs it over to Jeldon, left-hand corner, tries to force it into Nickel. There's contact, and he can't grab it. Turnover number 11 for Axtell here in the first half. Amherst back into the front court, right wing with it is Trey Tomenheim. Looks for the cutter, nothing there. Back up top, Hadwiger puts the ball on the floor, drives all the way to the left baseline. Spins and kicks it back out to Jen, pulls up from 13. Off the iron, no good. Rebound, Jordan Miller, his first. Jordan trying to find some room, but it's 2-on-4. To the trailer, Runge, top of the key, 3 will not go. And the rebound brought down by Tomenheim, and they're off to the races again. But they can't catch up to the outlet pass, and it goes out of bounds off of Axtell. Checking back into the ball game will be Caleb Lockhorn now that they'll be in a half-court set. At halftime, it's Wilcox-Hildreth 35 and Elwood 20. At the half, Wilcox-Hildreth 35 and Elwood 20. Halftime over at Overton in one of the other quarterfinals going on tonight. Later there, Overton plays Pleasanton. Here it's going to be Elm Creek and Loomis, but right now a minute 40 to go in the first half, 21-15. Amherst leading Axtell, driving in Lockhorn, lost the handle. Now what's he going to do with it? He's trapped at the baseline, gets it to the cutter, turnaround jumper rolls off the rim for Austin Jin, and a rebound brought down by Brant Runge. Yet another great pass after being in trouble with the ball. Jeldon comes into the paint, looks for some help, kicks it out to Miller, fakes the three, nothing there. Into Nickel. We're going to get a foul call. There's been all kinds of contact both ways on the offense when Axtell tries to post up. Sometimes they're pushing off. Sometimes there's a hook. That time, a little hand in the back from Caleb Lockhorn, they say. And two free throws for Cody Nickel. He hit a pair in the first quarter. That's his only points of the game. Trying to scratch their way back in it from the line because only 4 points in the quarter for Axtell. And the first free throw is no good. Returning to the lineup here for the Broncos will be Dominic Abbott. That's going to be John Everly returning to the lineup. Second free throw on the way by Nickel, and that's rattling in and out, no good. Abbott with his second rebound, and up the floor comes Amherst, up 5, up 6 with a minute 10 to go. Abbott pulls up the free throw line, no good. Everly offensive rebound, puts it up, no good. Jan offensive putback, no good. Fourth time up, and it finally goes for Tyler Martinson. So plenty of opportunities, but Martinson finishes, and it's 23-15 at the other end. Miller gets down low. He misses the 6-foot turnaround jumper, and the rebound comes down to Everly, who shines here, 23-16, and up the floor, a carry called on Amherst. We've got a pretty vocal and energetic crowd here for our first game. And Amherst with their 8th turnover here of the contest. 39 seconds to go in the half. Amherst 23 and Axtell 15. And Axtell walks the ball up the floor here. Jacob Jeldon. Let's see if they try to play for the last shot. Jeldon dribbling at center court. Gives it over to Runge. Runge back up top to Wells. Try to get it inside, and again, and it's taken away. Axtell's got to figure something else out because they keep turning it over. Amherst fast break. Everly does a good job just to save that overthrown pass. Kick it out for a three-pointer. It is off the mark that time from Austin Jen. Offensive rebound for Trey Tomenheim. Gets it back over to Abbott. His shot no good. Rebound Jeldon up the floor. Can he beat the buzzer? Yeah, but he missed it. And that is the end of the first half of play. He was so concerned about getting the shot off that he hit the rim on the way up. And after one half of play here in the 2013 Fort Kearney Conference quarterfinals, it is the Amherst Broncos 23 and the Axtell Wildcats 15. We're back with more of the 58th annual FKC Boys Basketball Tournament in a minute. You'll have the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report on Classic Hits.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the EMT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
And welcome back to Elm Creek and the FKC Boys Basketball Tournament. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation is our says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local Yellow Pages. At the half, 23-15 in favor of Amherst. And we want to thank Lindsay Cutter, the athletic director here, and all the fine folks at Elm Creek for their hospitality. You never know what you're going to see when you come to a basketball game, and I've just seen Bob Jensen, and he's going to put the headsets on and talk to me whether he likes it or not. So we'll get him hooked up here, and he's taking photos tonight. You know, he's still got a local paper over here, is the rumor. That's what I've heard. Robert, what's up?
Duda! I didn't come up to be on the air.
I know you didn't.
I'm still not on the air.
Well, I got you.
I'm good enough.
You're good.
I'm good enough.
You're good, buddy.
How are you, man?
Well, just like you, game every night, it seems like that.
I like listening to your work, Douglas. You do good work.
Well, thank you. And you know I say the same about you, only I can't listen to you. I got to reach you. It's good stuff.
No, because I've only got my thing half on here. I'm a little bit...
You breaking my equipment?
I don't know, but it's a good thing we're not on TV. That's all I can say. So,
tell me a little bit, you've seen some of these FKC teams a little bit more than I have this year with the way the schedule has panned out. This boys' side seems extremely balanced, and everybody, even just talking to a couple of the coaches tonight, they're looking for a quality win. Amherst, they beat Ogallala, but they haven't beaten anybody with a winning record this year. Coach Tanner Cavity telling me, we're looking for a signature win, but they're playing Kearney Catholic, they're playing Kennesaw. All the teams, they lost to Overton in overtime, which is still gut-wrenching for them. Axtell, ironically, has the longest winning streak of the teams here tonight. What am I supposed to make of all this?
It is. I don't want to sound like a coach, but it is. It's wide open. The thing is that Overton's kind of bringing the whip just a little bit. They're all back on, they're all back, for one thing. Overton's a talented basketball team, and I still don't think we've seen their best basketball. But really, there's just some teams you don't want to see. You don't want to, at this point of the year, you would never want to play Loomis. If there's one team in this conference that I wouldn't want to see, it would be the Loomis boys. They're just too good to have the record they have. And, that's a legit deal. Overton, Elm Creek, Elm Creek's got a wonderful set of athletes. They really do. And, if you catch them, if they catch it on the right night, there aren't very many teams in all of D1 they're going to wind up beating.
Well, I think Overton's finally started making some shots. Coach Stair telling me that just after the holiday break. We're shooting 31%, 30%, 28%. We're missing bunnies. We're missing putbacks. They obviously have a lot of athletic talent. I think Elm Creek, I'm interested to watch them here tonight. Tonight, Coach Gavney said it. I want to see how my boys respond. Be interested to see how much he wants out of them tonight because, yes, you got to beat Loomis, but as I told him, at least they can see the end of the tunnel. Right there is Overton probably waiting for them again if they can get to that championship game. So that'll be interesting. Girls, Loomis finally gets the bugaboo off their back last night. But as long as our buddy Jimmy Rayburn doesn't have a heart attack on the sideline, it seems like they have the most pressure on them. Amherst seems like they have the least pressure because they continue to get back to the event center. And as one of the coaches said last night, what was it, the 1980s, the last time they weren't in a semi?
Well, and the thing is that Loomis is a really good basketball team, really athletic, and they're winning. I mean, as far as pressure, you build your own pressure. It's just like you. I mean, if you were a lesser announcer, we would expect less of you. Well, Loomis is a good basketball team. We expect a lot out of them. Coach Rayburn, yeah, there probably is pressure on because people expect them to be good. I don't know. That whole girl side to me actually is a little bit foggier than the boys side. I don't know. Loomis is really good. You just have a feeling that maybe something screwy could happen here in the next couple nights. So,
talking to Bob Jensen for just another second here. Halftime of our boys game, Amherst 23 and Axtell 15. Elm Creek and Loomis are next. It's interesting to hear what the coaches in the conference have said, and it's interesting for me to look at what I have, and I know you've looked at it. There could be multiple teams from the Fort Kearney Conference, especially on the girls' side, make it to state. I think there could. They think three can go. They think those top three teams can go. None of them could go as well. And I think you look at the boys' side, you expect, you're just used to seeing at least one, if not two. And I think now that there's more of this conference, is D2, that kind of cuts down on the possibility. I mean, heck, we used to be able to see Overton go in C2, somebody go in D1, Pleasanton, and somebody else go in D2. They're all in kind of the same sub-district, though, this year. It seems like that maybe only one team could get out of this boys' side to get to state.
Well, you're right. That's one of those things. It's a little bit cutthroat because they've kind of all settled in the same postseason. But I don't know. Overton, you just get a feeling that somewhere soon Overton is going to find its stride. I thought that was quite a heroic game the other night, frankly, that Elm Creek played. Had a big lead, let it get away, but they chased it. And I look at both those two schools as having – a lot of really good boy athletes right now. And it just feels like Overton's going to catch it here pretty soon. And Elm Creek is right somewhere in the mixed little layer there.
I think Tanner's tired of tasting it. He wants the dessert.
Yeah, well, that could very well be because, I mean, Elm Creek's got the athletes. That, you know, Jake Bartling, for a 25-year-old man, he plays pretty good for a junior. He stepped up. Zach Crowley has had a fabulous senior season. And, just those two guys alone have got you a chance every night.
Well, and you look at it, folks, the sub-district is Elm Creek, Overton, and Wilcox-Hildreth, who's up by 15 at the half over Elwood. So three of the four teams in the semifinals of the conference most likely will be in the same sub-district. And then on the other side, you got Arapahoe waiting over there, who is higher ranked than any of these guys. So we'll see how it plays out, Bobby, how quickly the halftime rolls along. Thanks for coming up and saying hi.
Yeah, absolutely. Not what I intended, but it's good to see you, Duda. Glad to see you're doing well.
Thanks, buddy. Bob Jensen joining us here at the half. 23-15 in favor of Amherst. We'll look at the numbers right after this.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyway, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Let's take a real quick look here at the first half stats. For Axtell, Jacob Jeldon, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Connor Wells, 2 points and a rebound. Cody Nickel, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Jordan Miller, 6 points, 4 rebounds. Brant Runge, 3 points, a rebound. Sturgis Hansen has 1 rebound. 15 points, 13 rebounds. 6 out of 10 at the free throw line. 1 of 7 from 3-point land. 12 turnovers for Axtell. For Amherst, Dominic Abbott, 6 points, 2 rebounds. Austin Jen, 5 points, 3 rebounds, and a block. Trey Toppenheim has 4 rebounds. Braden Eckout has 4 points and 2 rebounds. Ty Hadwiger, 2 points, 3 rebounds, and a block. Cale Preble, a block. Caleb Lockhorn, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Tyler Martinson, 2 points, a rebound. John Everly, 2 rebounds. Very balanced. 23 points here at the half. 19 rebounds. 5 out of 7 at the free throw line. 0 of 6 from 3-point land and 8 turnovers. Amherst leads at 23-15 at the half. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Second half is next.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, look, move out of the way. Is that Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
The Amherst Broncos will get the ball to start the second half of play here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Broncos will face a man-to-man defense, leading it by 8, equaling their largest lead. They get it down low to Lockhorn. His short jumper, no good. Hadwiger tipped it up. It won't go. Rebound brought down by Cody Nickel. And Axtell slows it down. Amherst hustles it up the floor. Axtell slows it down. Neither team has shot well from the outside of this ball game. A lot of driving and scoring by Amherst. Really was the first quarter. Axtell shut him down in the second quarter. Axtell tries to pound it inside. They haven't had any luck until right now. Cody Nickel, low block turnaround jumper, and he'll turn around and knock it down for his first bucket, 23-17. Hadwiger out top with it. With a left-hand dribble, leads it off the baseline for Lockhorn, who swings it back out to Eck out underneath. Find a wide-open Austin Jen. Turnaround jumper up and in. 7 points now for Jen. And Axtell has their opening bucket answered by Amherst, 25-17. Wells, pass out top, a little light to get to it. It's stolen away all the way to the other end. The scoop shot is missed by Austin Jen. And then a foul on the rebound. Trying to follow it up there. The foul going to be called on Amherst. First foul of the second half. They were in some early foul trouble in the first quarter. And that's the third foul on Braden Eckhout. Bunch of guys with two, Austin Jen, Cale Preble, Caleb Lockhorn with two apiece. But now, pressure put onto the backcourt. This hurt Axtell in the first half. They make a long pass over the top to Cody Nickel, but they can't attack as Amherst quickly got back while that was in the air. Miller over to Runke, wants the three, fires the three. It's off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound brought down underneath, and shot put it back up there by Wells, no good. How about a second chance for Runke? He's got it, he'll score. Runge with 5 points now, and it is 25-19. Amherst trying to catch up here in the early stages of the third quarter. Back over on the right side. Amherst has it with Abbott up top. Tobenheim drives. He'll force it up and draw the foul. Two free throws coming up here for Trey, looking for his first bucket of the ball game. Kearney Catholic girls are up 39-7 over Ord in the first half, and they're doing that without Michaela Mestel. She is homesick tonight. So, wow. I feel bad. All these kids, all these schools have been going through it. You just want to have a healthy team at this time of the year. As the first free throw by Tobenheim is up and in, the foul was on Jacob Jeldon, his second. And the second free throw now for Tobenheim. It's up and it is in. Amherst now 7 of 9 as a team from the line. And then a mental mistake here by Axtell, throwing it in, and they stepped across the end line. And Amherst will get it right underneath their own hoop, the 14th turnover of the game for the Wildcats. And that's really been the difference. They have six more than Amherst. Amherst with it in the left-hand corner. It's Austin Jen. Tries to dribble out of there. Gives it right back in the corner for a 17-footer. Preble, no good. Rebound comes out long. Lockhorn grabs it. He tries to get the shot up underneath. It won't go. Jordan Miller grabs his fifth rebound. And up the floor comes Jeldon for Axtell. Pull up three in transition. It's an air ball, but it falls right into his teammate Connor Wells' hands, who puts it up and in and draws the foul. So if you're going to miss one like that, this is well help your ball club out. Miss it really good. And that allows Wells a chance at a three-point play. He's 2 of 4 at the line. And the foul called on Trey Tobenheim, his second. Free throw Wells is short. Rebound yanked down by Caleb Lockhorn, his fourth. Up the floor comes Dominic Abbott. Pulls up from 16, right wing. Little off balance, no good. Jeldon pulls down his fourth board here for Axtell. Up the floor to Miller. Inside the ball, just deflected away by Tobenheim. Excellent play. Trey to the other end. Leaves it off for Lockhorn. He'll score. Great play from end to end there by the Broncos. And they lead it 29-21, 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter on Classic Hits. driving in gel, but dishes it off. Nichols there, and he'll be fouled. Right underneath the hoop, Amherst had no choice. Dominic Abbott with his second foul. At least six players have two or more fouls for Amherst, so at least they're spreading them out pretty good. And at the line, Cody Nichols, he has really been working in this game, and he's just a freshman. He is going to be something special for the Cats. Free throw on the way, and it's short. You can tell he's a little tired right now. And for Nichols, he's only 5'10", but they really work him down at the forward position. Post him up a lot. Second free throw. That one has a little more on it and finds its way in. So Nichols, 1 of 2, 3 points in the quarter, 5 in the game, 29-22 Amherst. Just under 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter of the boys' quarterfinal, Fort Kearney Conference Tournament on Classic Hits. Doug Doodle with you here from Elm Creek, driving in a walk, going to be called on Dominic Abbott. Amherst thought there was a foul, and the official tells Clark Ribble, no, there wasn't. And Amherst with their first turnover of the half. So Axtell will throw it in against the pressure, and they turn it over. Turnover number 4 of the half for Axtell. It was picked up in the backcourt by Amherst, and so they'll set it up. Cale Preble open at the free throw line, takes the jumper, no good. All purple underneath, and Connor Wells has the rebound, gives it off to Gel. You win, you get guaranteed 2 more games. You lose, you're done till next week. Long 3 out there by Miller, no good. Long rebound to Jen, 1-on-2, so he slows it up. Half court set now by Amherst. The offense is slowed down. The longer the game goes, the less we've seen. And there's Toppenheim forcing the issue. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Lockhorn, stripped away, and then a double dribble called on Sheldon, who came out of there with it. So a quick exchange of turnovers, and it's still Amherst basketball. Let's give it back to the Broncos underneath their own hoop, leading it by 7, 4:03 to go, third quarter. Tried the back door there, nothing there. Kick it out of the right wing. Toppenheim, he forces his way. Left-hand scoop over the front of the rim and in. And that's what we are seeing a lot of in the first quarter from Amherst. Just putting their head down and driving to the hoop. Not a lot of switching or double-teaming. If they can rub off their man on the man-to-man against the screen, nobody switches down. Here is Runge. Back out of the right wing, Wells into the corner. Miller, guarded there by Chan on the man-to-man. Inside Nichols, pulls up from 7, but it's off the heel. Fights for his rebound. It goes off of Hadwiger, out of bounds. It belongs to Axtell. Real intense game, but not the amount of scoring to go with the intensity right now. And 6'1 freshman Adam Lundeen will come in for Jacob Jeldon. And a timeout on the floor called here by Amherst. This timeout brought to you by the folks at Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Little Caesars, pick one up right now on West 39th Street in Kearney, or the concession stand right here at Elm Creek. 3:36 to go in the third quarter. It is Amherst 31 and Axtell 22.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now, with a storefront at Ord. They're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride. Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Banks can be very similar in the services they offer, but it's the local decisions, local ownership, and friendly professional staff that makes the difference. That's what you can expect from the State Bank of Riverdale. We're proud of the relationships we've developed over the past 100 years and look forward to expanding this service to Kearney. Follow us on the web at riverdalebank.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
State Bank of Riverdale, banking hand in hand.
Back to the Fort Kearney Conference Basketball Tournament on Classic Hits. It is Axtell ball. And off the inbound, nothing there, so they'll set it up. Runge swings it over on the right side to Lundeen. Lundeen starts to drive, kicks it back out. Runge, top of the key, 3, got it. Brant Runge with his second 3. He has the only 2 3-pointers for Axtell. They're now 2 of 11 from beyond the arc. Amherst 31 and Axtell 25. With it is Trey Toppenheim, top of the circle, working one-on-one against Wells. Takes it to the right-hand corner, dumps it down to the low block. Cadwiger trying to make something happen. Up and under move. Has it knocked away, and the steal is made. Here comes Axtell the other way. Dribble it off the leg, and they'll say it stays with the Wildcats. So Axtell putting up a pretty good fight right now, looking for their fourth win in a row. They're 8-9. Amherst is 9. Outside of Overton, who's 11-5, there isn't a ton of big-time wins. All the teams seem to be right around 500 in the middle of the conference. Runge for another three. That one spun out. It would have been a big one had it gone. Rebound to Preble. Up the floor they come, but slowly because Amherst doesn't have numbers. 31-25 Broncos. 2.5 to go, third quarter. They open the lane. Driving in is Jen. This time he missed it. Amherst fans wanted a foul. Didn't get it. Ball comes out to Jordan Miller. Miller tries to force the issue and throw it away off the leg of Connor Wells. Right now, Axtell's just using a lot of energy trying to catch up, and Amherst hasn't let him get closer than 6 the entire quarter. We've been between 6 and 9. Right now, it's 31-25 as Tobenheim walks the ball up the floor here. Takes it to the right-hand dribble. Stops at the right side of the key, back up top, Preble. Looking for Hadwiger. Working against Nickel, a pair of freshmen down on the low block, but no entry pass yet. A lot more patience right now by Amherst. Up top off the pick to Abbott. Abbott tries to use the screen, drive in, puts the shot up, partially blocked out there by Adam Lundeen. He'll get the ball, outlet pass Wells, turn around and score. Connor Wells with 6 points, all triggered by the block from Adam Lundeen. He'll also get the assist. 31-27 Amherst, a minute 35 to go here in the third quarter. Tobenheim with it. The atmosphere is more like a final than a quarterfinal as Jen shoots the three, no good, and over the back is K.O. Preble. He'll get his third foul. Amherst has yet to make a three-pointer in the game. They're 0 of 7. And so out of that timeout, Amherst has looked a little dazed. Couple of turnovers, a foul, and a couple of buckets for Axtell. So the third foul on Preble is the fourth team foul of the half. And Axtell has the ball, a chance to make it a one-possession game as Runge dribbles into the front court. There's Tobenheim on him. Uses a screen to the left side. Want to get it to Nickel. Open momentarily, but couldn't get the bounce pass to him. Lundeen drives on Hadwiger, kicks it back over to Wells. Connor, high post, swings it over to Miller. Ball fake there on Jen. Jen stays with it. Up top to Wells. Back to Miller. He forces his way down the middle of the lane. His running jumper is no good. And the ball comes out to Tobenheim. Trey with his fifth rebound of the ball game. Under a minute to go. Three-pointer Abbott. It's in and out. No good. Rebound saved by Axtell. Connor Wells. 45 seconds to go. And Coach Kleffer says, just slow it up and let's get a good shot here. Miller into the right-hand corner to Lundeen. Guarded there by Abbott. Tries to work him off the dribble. Drives in. Stops. Kicks it back out. Miller for the three. That's off the heel. Offensive rebound, though, for Connor Wells. And they'll reset it with 25 seconds to go. Off the screen, Runge all the way to the rack. Up and in. A foul to go along with it. Great screen. And we've seen that Amherst Bronco offense do that numerous times. Finally, a drive of the bucket for Axtell. And Runge now with 7 in the quarter, 10 in the game, and a chance to cut it to 1. The foul on Dominic Abbott is his third. So what was a 9-point lead is now 1 as the free throw is good by Brant Runge. 20 seconds to go in the quarter. It's 31-30. Axtell in this low-scoring FKC quarterfinal. Up top with it is going to be Abbott. Dribbles to the right side of the key, leaves it off for a three. Jen all the way down and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Axtell. They go underneath for the layup. It's partially blocked, and then it is grabbed at the horn by Amherst. And we are at the end of the third quarter of play. What a third quarter rally there by the Axtell Wildcats. And after three, Amherst 31, Axtell 30. We're back to fourth quarter action after this.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication.
Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
America's farmers do more than feed America. They feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them grow their operations.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
They're offering some different solutions to help you become a better farmer and rancher.
Recently, they found storage for us so that we could purchase more fertilizer in the off season.
CHS Agri-Service Center. People and resources you can count on always.
With our producer, engineer Stacy Johns, Doug Duda back with you here at Elm Creek. I want to thank Athletic Director Lindsey Cutter and the folks here for their hospitality. As 8 points on the board by Amherst, 15 for Axtell that quarter, and Axtell has the ball and they walk with it. Went to make a pass down to the right side, and then the lane cut down quickly. The defender got in front, and the turnover is number 19 for Axtell. It is Wilcox-Hildreth 43, Elwood 33 at the end of three quarters over at Overton. And then Overton and Pleasanton play there. Elk Creek and Loomis are next here. Pull-up jumper by the Broncos. No good by Jan. Lockhorn, though, with a point-blank putback is good. So Amherst has to refocus here and get out of the gate in this fourth quarter after their nine-point lead dwindled to one. A lot of contact away from the ball. A couple of bodies on the floor, but Grant Runge has it up top for the Axtell Wildcats. Try to lob it inside. Nickel turns, runs into a double team, and it doesn't matter. Cody Nickel scores anyway, and he's got 7 points here in the basketball game. 33-32, Amherst by one. On the baseline, lowering the shoulder, Dominic Abbott tries to draw the charge. Miller, nothing's called, shot up no good, and the ball trickles out of bounds to Axtell. Big quarter there for Grant Runge. He scored 8 points, and he's got a game-high 11 for Axtell. So after just getting 4 points in the second quarter, 15 points in the third for Axtell. And they're down by one with the ball. Haven't led since the first quarter. Jump hook on the way. It's changed. Adam Lundeen, his first bucket. And Axtell has regained the lead, 34-33, with 6:45 to go here in the quarterfinals. Braden Eckhout, who'd been on the bench with three fouls most of the half, is back in there. Gives it off to Chen. Back out to Eckhout for the three. Still can't find the range. Offensive rebound and a foul called. Caleb Lockhorn grabbed his seventh rebound, and he was hacked hard on the wrist. That is just the second foul of the half, though, on Axtell. Checking into the ball game will be Trey Tobenheim. Amherst is 0 of 10 from three-point land. The foul on Jordan Miller, his first. 2 of 13 from the outside for Axtell. Anybody gets hot, they're going to be in good shape. Driving in is Lockhorn off the inbound. Left-hand runner, no good. Connor Wells dominating the glass here. That's his seventh board of the second half. Gets it across the timeline to Miller. Back out top to Runge. Runge slips the defense. Stops at the free throw line. Finds Wells right back to Brandt. Now he drives the lane up, under, and in. But they wave it off for a walk. Great move by Runge, but he took an extra step. And that'll be turnover number 20 on Axtell compared to 11 for Amherst. Still another game to come here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Keene, and Amherst. Maybe we should say Riverdale as well. 34-33, Axtell by one. The winner gets either Elm Creek or Loomis on Friday night at 8. Amherst tries to lob it inside, and reaching up and taking it away is Connor Wells, and then Connor Wells is fouled. Turned it over, then tried to get it back. And team foul number 6. Whistle against Amherst, Braden Eckhout. And that is his 4th. So out he comes. And back into the ballgame, Preble. Preble, Tobenheim, along with Abbott, Jen, and Lockhorn on the floor right now for Amherst. And Axtell has the ball. With it is Runge. Gives it to Wells, left-hand corner to Lundeen. Drives the baseline. Forces the jumper, but got it. Adam Lundeen wanted to get it underneath to Nickel, but he's covered, and now a three-point lead. Axtell is on a 13-2 run. Amherst at the other end, up by Abbott, and no good. And over the back on Caleb Lockhorn, his third foul. We walk to the other end to shoot free throws. Dominic Abbott, last couple of times trying to draw some contact and nail the shot and hasn't been able to do either. So we'll walk to the other end, but this was a 31-23 lead with 3:36 to go in the third quarter. Amherst was up. They called a timeout, and since then outscored 13-2. And at the line is Brant Rungby for a 1-1. The first free throw is no good. Spinning off, a rebound tie-up. Arrow points the way of Amherst. So Lockhorn getting his eighth rebound. It will be Bronco basketball. 5:19 to go in the game. Don't forget, when we're done, the Mesco Sports postgame show. We'll run down all the final numbers for you. As always, want to thank the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports, including exciting games like this as Tobenheim goes by one, goes by two, left-handed scoop. It just will not go. Miller rebound. Miller fouled. Now there's some yapping going on out there. And Miller will come to the other end and shoot a 1-1. I think Coach Klepper may be telling Miller, let's just zip it a little bit. But he did come over and tell him something. And a timeout going to be called here by Amherst. 5 minutes to go in the game. It is Axtell 36, Amherst 3-3, and a 1-1 coming up for the Wildcats when we return.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. What sets Channel apart in seedmanship? We get to know our customers and their farms first. Then we use that knowledge to provide expert hands-on service and support and industry-leading seed products. While our customers may only buy seed once a year, at Channel, we treat it as a year-round experience. Channel listens around the kitchen table, at the backyard barbecue, the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
And we are back at Elm Creek with a 1-1 free throw coming up for Jordan Miller. All of his 6 points in the first half, his first free throw of the game, no good. Axtell struggled early in the year with their free throws, and Dominic Abbott gets the rebound. Long outlet pass, but no transition look. And Preble just picked up his fourth foul, so he's got four. Eckout has four. Preble drives, kicks it into the corner of Lockhorn. Amherst seems a little out of sorts right now with who they have out on the floor, although it's five of their seven or eight normal guys. On the left wing with it is Abbott. Comes to the high post, leaves it off. Preble from 19. It is no good. Ball hit the rim twice, and it went to Tobenheim. It's no good. And then it's slapped out to Jordan Miller for his eighth rebound. And Axtell has the ball at a three-point lead with 4:15 to go in the game. And Tobenheim hooks the ball away. Turnover Axtell, two on two. Abbott goes all the way in, spins it off the rim, no good. The follow by Lockhorn is good. Lockhorn now with 8 points and nine rebounds. 36-35 at the other end. Miller goes coast to coast. He puts the finger roll up. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Preble. He'll slow it down momentarily. Amherst can take the lead. Inside Lockhorn, double team, back out Chen, 4-3. They still haven't made one. And the rebound to Brant Rungy, who does an outstanding job of boxing out the shooter, Austin Chen. Amherst is now 0 of 11 from three-point land. 36-35, Axtell underneath to Miller. He turns around and scores from four. Jordan Miller with his first bucket of the second half. It's 38-35. In favor of Axtell. Into the right-hand corner, Amherst looking to get a bucket. Lockhorn from 14. Won't go. And the ball tipped out again to Cody Nickel. Amherst is going over the back a lot. Sometimes they're making contact. Sometimes they're tipping it out. But they have not got as many rebounds lately. Brant Rungy on the right wing. Timeout called by Axtell. 3:07 remains in this Fort Kearney Conference boys quarterfinal. And the 6-seed Axtell trying to pull the upset. They lead Amherst 38-35. We'll be right back.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
Kearney Catholic girls, as expected, coasting over Ord tonight, 51-13, as they play into the fourth quarter. Blue Platte Conference Tournament continues Thursday, Friday, and Saturday here on Classic Hits, the Fort Kearney on ESPN Radio. Ball knocked out of Jordan Miller's hands, but he runs it down. 38-35 Axtell, 3 minutes to go. High pass Lundeen to the high post. He's had a solid fourth quarter, so Coach Kleffer's left him in there. Off to Connor Wells. Now a little confusion here by Axtell just to get the ball into Jordan Miller's hands. Trey Tomenheim trying to deny. A back cut into Runge. Runge puts it up. No good. Good defense by Dominic Abbott. Ball loose on the floor. We'll get a jump. And the arrow points the way of Axtell. And down there getting dirty is Adam Lundeen to save the possession for his Wildcats. Being Amherst 9-7, but have won only one of their last four. Axtell 8-9, and they've won three in a row. Axtell ball on the baseline. Loomis at Elm Creek coming up next. Scheduled at 7:30. That'll start a little later. Right now it is Adam Lundeen dribbling out between the circles over to Runge. Axtell getting a little patient. Runge, though, takes the shot, banks it in for 15. Grant Runge with a game-high 13 points, 40-35, equaling the largest lead of the game for Axtell. But Amherst wastes no time. They hustle back at Austin Chen. Will draw the foul as he takes it to the hoop from the right wing. Shot doesn't go. Jen has 7 points. He'll get two free throws here with 2:22 to go in the ball game. The foul on Adam Lundeen is his first. That's only the third of the half on Axtell. The free throw is good by Austin Jen. 2 of 2 at the line. He has 8 points. 40-36 Axtell. Second free throw now. For Jen. On the way, and it's good. So two big ones there for Austin Jen. 40-37. Axtell up by three, trying to break that press. Runge at midcourt avoids the double team. And are they going to get in for a carry? Yes, they are. They're going to call the carry on Grant Runge. And that'll be the fourth turnover of the quarter, the 22nd of the game on Axtell. 2:15 to go in the game. Axtell 40 and Amherst 37. Amherst has the ball back in the hands of Trey Tomenheim. They would be golden to hit their first three of the game here. They clear out the lane, but Tomenheim on the switch has to get rid of it to Jen, right back to Trey. He'll put up the 18-footer. No, they're going to call it a three. It's no good. And a rebound brought down by Lundeen. Outlet pass to Miller. Miller across the timeline. They had Wells wide open underneath the hoop, but weren't looking that far down the floor, trying to force it into Nickel. It's knocked away. Steal is made by Amherst, and up the floor they come. There was a tangle up at the other end, and they let him play. Hadwiger puts his shoulder down. He'll drive, and a blocking foul called on Jordan Miller as he slid over a little too late. But it's before the shot, so no free throws, and Amherst will take it out underneath their own hoop. Timeouts remaining, Axtell 2, Amherst 3. Braidneck out back in to throw it in from underneath his own hoop here. We'll kind of arc it around here on the inbounds, but first a timeout will be called by Coach Ribble. It'll be his final 32nd timeout. 1:38 to go in the game, 40-37. Axtell leads Amherst. We'll be right back.
People you know, community people. People you know, community people. People you know.
Mendon Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
People you know. Community people you know.
This timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out for a Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney and the concession stand right here at Elm Creek, where it's the boys' quarterfinals of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. 1:38 to go. Axtell 40, Amherst 37. Bronco ball underneath their own hoop. They get it to Tomenheim, who's wide open. And again, he's more concerned about trying the contact than taking the open jumper, and he accomplished what he wanted there. The foul on Jordan Miller. That's his third. And they will say it is on the shot, so Trey Tomenheim will go to the line to shoot two. 2 of 2, has 4 points. It all came in the third quarter. And the first free throw by the lefty is up, and it is in for the freshman, Trey Tomenheim. 40-38. Amherst cuts it to two. 1:35 to go in the game. Each team has two timeouts remaining. Second free throw now on the way, and it is good. We've got ourselves a 1-point game. Amherst doing an outstanding job from the free throw line. They're 11 of 13, which has kept them in the game. 1:30 to go. Axtell cannot get complacent here. They're being pretty slow against the press, and they end up costing them. It's taken away by Eckhout, and then a foul called the sixth of the half on Axtell. And when you're not used to finishing things off, this is what can happen. Axtell was up 5, and their motor slowed down, and now all of a sudden they're in danger of falling behind. The foul on Connor Wells, his first. Inbounds pass, Lundeen lunges and knocks it out of bounds. 40-39, Axtell, 1:23 remains here in our quarterfinal. Could we be this lucky to have a whole week of this? Axtell, good defense, and Amherst throws it all the way in the backcourt just to inbound it, and it's tracked down by Trey Tomlinheim. Gives it off to Austin, gentle the right wing against the man-to-man of the Wildcats, try to get it down low to Ty Hatwinger, and it's going to be kicked. So we'll throw it in again, 1:13 to go. Still a one-point Axtell lead, 40-39. Lob it out to midcourt. That's Dominic Abbott. Over to Tomlinheim. They got Hadwiger on the low block. One-on-one against Nickel. Pivot, dribble, pivot, fade away, up, no good. Crashes the boards. Nickel grabbed it. A lot of work down there. It just didn't go, and a timeout called by Axtell. They grabbed that rebound and a little bit of traffic, and they'll have one timeout remaining. 59 seconds to go in the game. It is Axtell 40, Amherst 39, Axtell ball when we come back.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company of Axtell is a proud supporter of high school sports. See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They have been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. They are now also writing auto insurance policies through AAA. Contact the professionals at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company in Axtell today. Toll free at 800-874-9443. That's 800-874-9443.
Coming up, the Misco Sports postgame show with final scores and final stats, but we still have this one to be decided. 59 seconds to go. Axtell has the ball up one. Long pass into the front court to break the press to Nickel. And a travel called on Axtell. I'm not sure if they were anticipating a kick or what, but they were going to make a bounce pass underneath there, and they just kind of stopped. And the travel called, and Amherst gets another chance here. 50 seconds to go, down by one. Tomlinheim at midcourt, guarded by Runge. Well on the left wing to Abbott. Abbott off the screen, comes to the right elbow, stops, turns, hands it off the chin, right back to Abbott. 38 seconds to go. Abbott takes the three. It's no good. Rebound, grabbed by Nickel. He puts the elbows out to keep everybody away, and Axtell with the ball. Pressure in the backcourt, Jordan Miller. Dribbles through the double team, and he'll get the reach-in foul. He'll go to the line to shoot a one-and-one with 26 seconds remaining. What a ball game. Amherst fell behind early 7-2, went on a 12-0 run, didn't trail again until right towards the beginning of the fourth quarter. The foul called on Braden Eckhout, and he is fouled out of the game. 4 points came in the first quarter, 2 rebounds, and he fouls out with 26 seconds left to go. Coach Ribble going to take his time subbing. That's the smart thing to do. Final score, Wilcox-Hildreth 60 and Elwood 48. So Wilcox-Hildreth will advance on to the 6:15 semifinal at the Bureau Events Center Friday night against the winner of the Overton-Pleasanton game. Again, all of those on ESPN 1460. And taking a little extra time in is Lockhorn. Now we're ready to shoot the free throws. Jordan Miller is at the line. He's 0 of 1 at the line. 8 points, 8 rebounds. Up by 1 with 26 seconds. A 1 and 1 right here. And the free throw is on the way, and it is dancing around and in. It's a 2-point game. But no matter what, Amherst, unless they give up an offensive rebound, Amherst will have at least a chance to tie. Second free throw right through there. A 3-point lead, 42-39. And remember, Amherst is 0 of 13 from 3-point land. And then they get into the front court, a timeout called with 22 seconds remaining. It is 42-39, Axtell, but Amherst has the ball when we come back.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodeled job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Well, the arrow pointing the way of Amherst, they still have a timeout, so they don't have to shoot a three. It's Axtell 42, Amherst 39. A foul would put Axtell at the line for a 1-1. And to throw it in, Austin, Jan Abbott, Hadwiger, along with Tobenheim and Lockhorn on the floor. With 22 seconds to go, it comes into Tobenheim against the man-to-man right wing. Two dribbles back up top to Abbott. Over to Jan. Turnaround three. It's off the iron. No good. Fight for the loose ball. It is going to be a jump ball, I believe. Or are they going to just say Amherst got it and call timeout? That's a strange call there, but they're going to say Amherst got it and call timeout. And that'll be their final timeout of the ball game. So now they most likely do have to shoot a three-point bucket. With 11 seconds to go, it is Axtell 42 and Amherst 39. Amherst beat Axtell 67-46 before the holiday break. In fact, that's when Amherst, they played that December 14th. They didn't play again until the holiday tournament 2 weeks later. So they had a long break there, and that's when Amherst was off to a 5-2 start. But they have lost games to Shelton, Gibbon, to Elwood, and then they beat SEM before coming into the conference tournament, while Axtell had won three in a row against Wilcox Hildreth, Eustis Farnham, and Loomis. Some close games. One was a two-pointer, one was overtime. But right now, they're in a great spot. And let's see what Coach Klepper decides to do. I don't think you foul here because Amherst is 0-14 from three-point land. You can give them the layup because they don't have a timeout to stop it. Just don't let them have an open look at a three. Here we go. Amherst needs three. And it will be Tobenheim to throw it in with that count fouled out. Tobenheim looking, lobs it out top, gets it to Dominic Abbott. Abbott drives, puts up a 14-footer. It's an air ball. Saved there by Tobenheim. Dribbles out a three by Hadwiger. Is off the iron, no good. And Axtell has pulled the upset. The Axtell Wildcats upset one of the teams that had been ranked in the preseason top 10 here in the FKC quarterfinals by a final score of 42-39. And Axtell will advance to the semifinals Friday night at 8 at the Viero Event Center in Kearney. And you'll hear it right here on our network of stations. It'll be on ESPN 1460 and 1550 and the World Wide Web at FlatRiverPreps.com. We'll come back with the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this.
Listen to your mother. Most accidents happen close to home. Whether true or not, if your home is in central Nebraska, Eustis Body Shop can be quick to get you back into business in no time.
I received a quick estimate. They handled the insurance. They lent me a car, and they were done when they said they'd be.
Hello, I'm Doug Keller of Eustis Body Shop. Our experienced people and state-of-the-art equipment are an investment in getting your car back to factory specs faster. Visit us at facebook.com/EustisBodyShop, where we take the dent out of accident.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyway, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Well, an exciting finish to our first quarterfinal here in Elm Creek, 42-39 in favor of Axtell. This is the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Get your game on at Misco's now, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Wilcox Hildreth also a winner in the first game at Overton, 60-48 over Elwood. So our late games, Overton, Pleasanton, and Overton, and here Elm Creek will take on the defending champions from Loomis. Kearney girls roll Hastings tonight, 58-26. The boys game is on 1230 AM KHAS, also PlatteRiverPreps.com. We'll look at the final stats of our 42-39 Axtell win over Amherst right after this.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Club. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Well, I'm not quite sure how they did it in the fourth quarter, but Axtell had 7 turnovers, Amherst 1. They did not make all their free throws like Amherst did, but Amherst could only get a couple of Caleb Lockhorn field goals, and they were outscored 12-8 in the fourth quarter. And let's take a look at the game stats. Dominic Abbott, 6 points all in the first half, 3 rebounds for Amherst. Austin Jen led the team with 9 points, 5 rebounds and a block. Trey Tobenheim, 6 points and 7 rebounds. Braden Eckow, 4 points, 2 rebounds. Cale Preble, 3 rebounds and a block. Ty Hadwiger, 4 points, 5 rebounds and a block. Caleb Lockhorn, 8 points, a game-high 9 rebounds. Tyler Martinson, 2 points and a rebound. And John Everly, 2 rebounds. 19 rebounds in the first half, 18 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 5 of 7 in the first half, 6 of 6 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 0 of 6 in the first half, 0 of 9 in the second half. A team and a program that loves to shoot the 3. It wasn't there tonight. Turnovers for Amherst, 8 in the first half, 4 in the second half. 23 points at halftime, just 16 in the second half. And Amherst was held to a season low 39 points in tonight's ballgame. That just tells you how you just never know. A season low 39 points. They've played Gibbon. They've played Kearney Catholic. They've played Ogallala. They've played Kennesaw. But tonight, Axtell held them to 39 points, 37 rebounds, 11 of 13 at the free throw line, 0 of 15 from three-point land, 3 block shots, and 12 turnovers. Amherst is now 9-8, and they have 3 more games before the postseason, all on the road, starting February 5th at Alma. Then they play at Elm Creek and at Wilcox Hildreth. So, interesting times coming up for Amherst. We'll take a look at the final numbers for Axtell right after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront at Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cinex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cinex station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Now let's take a look at the final numbers for Axtell. Jacob Jeldon, 2 points, 4 rebounds. Connor Wells, 6 points, 9 rebounds to lead the team. 8 of those in the second half. Adam Lundeen, big fourth quarter. Had just 4 points, 2 rebounds and a block, but he played that whole fourth quarter. Cody Nichols, 7 points, 7 rebounds. Jordan Miller had 10 points, 8 rebounds. Brant Runge led the team with 13 points, 3 rebounds. Sturgis Hansen, 1 rebound. 13 rebounds in the first half, 21 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 6 of 10 in the first half, 4 of 8 in the second half for the Axtell Wildcats. 3-point shooting, 1 of 7 in the first half, 1 of 6 in the second half. Turnovers, 12 in the first half, 13 in the second half. They're able to overcome those turnovers, though, with 15 points in the first half, 27 points in the second half, and Axtell finishes with 42 points, 34 rebounds, 10 out of 18 at the free throw line, 2 of 13 from 3-point land, 1 block, 25 turnovers, good enough for Axtell to improve to 9-9 with a 42-39 win over Amherst and advance them to the semifinals Friday night at the Viero Event Center against the winner of our next game between the hometown Elm Creek Buffaloes and the Loomis Wolves. After the conference tournament, Axtell plays Elwood, Southwest, and Arcadia. And if they can get things going, those are all competitive and winnable games for Axtell. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco's, get your game on at Misco Sports, and you'll be better equipped for the games you play. We'll take about a 10-minute break to get things turned around and get you ready for Elm Creek and Loomis. This is Doug Duda saying thanks for listening. The final score, Axtell 42, Amherst 39.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports Presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.